On behalf of the AICPA Information Management and Technology Assurance Division, this is Alex Thorne, and I'm here to talk about mobile security. I decided to target this podcast towards the audience who I anticipate would be listening, which I believe would be CPA firm partners and executives who might be looking to utilize mobile strategy for their firm, advisors and consultants, looking for a broad topic summary, and individuals who are interested in mobile security simply from the standpoint of how to secure their own phone. Also, the term mobility can be very broad and mean different things to different people. In the interest of time, let's scope this to just your typical phone and tablet security, which is probably what most people think of anyway when they hear mobile security. In light of this, the first half of this podcast will be more appropriate for an organization who is looking to secure mobile devices in their enterprise. The second half will touch on specific steps that anyone could take to secure their own devices, both business and consumer users. Many of the concepts in this podcast can be applied to all types of devices, iPhones, Android, even Blackberries. My personal experience, however, is with the iPhone, so there may be points that I bring up that are specific to the iPhones and iOS. Still, if I talk about addressing specific iOS configurations, for instance, chances are there's a similar one that should be addressed in Android. But I'll mention when something I say is specific to iPhone or iOS. So, at the organizational level, there are two schools of thought when it comes to securing mobile devices. One school of thought says to secure the entire device. If I can trust the device, I can be confident that any data stored on that device is also secure. I can also place more trust in any connections made from that device to other devices on the organization's network. The other school of thought is to assume the device is untrustworthy and instead secure a container on the device. Container refers to a type of logical partition where all of your organization's applications and data are stored. The theory here is that you only worry about securing this partition, and that you don't allow any communication, or very limited communication, between the container and the remainder of the device. Under either approach, you'll need an appropriate Enterprise Mobility Management Solution in place, or EMM. An EMM is software that allows an organization to manage mobile infrastructure centrally. It can also support procurement, security configurations, logging, monitoring, application control, centralized access control, plus other functionality. When you hear EMM, just understand it's a solution available for your organization to manage their users' devices. So, discussing the secure the device approach first. The advantages of this approach are as follows. First, via EMM, you have control over what you can configure on the user's device. If you don't want the user to use Bluetooth, you can disable Bluetooth centrally. You can also capture running app control and security. If you don't want the user to download any apps that you don't know about, you can also disable the App Store completely with an EMM. You cannot, however, at least not in iOS, block certain apps from being downloaded. The store is either available or it's not. You can blacklist certain apps, which is basically a detect and then punish approach, warn, notify, erase, etc. The good news is that mobile app malware is pretty rare, and especially so on iOS, compared to the amount of malware out there for desktops and laptops. In fact, it's not even 1% of the source of the breaches. This is according to the 2015 Verizon Data Breach Investigations Report, which is a great resource for any CIOs or CISOs out there. Still, it exists, so monitoring the apps in your environment with an EMM is a simple measure to deploy in guarding against it. All in all, having central control over your devices can be very powerful, and it's one way to know exactly how users are accessing your organization's data on their phones and tablets. Another advantage of this approach is the ability to utilize more of the device's native functionality and apps for business purposes. To explain this, I'll need to contrast it with one of the drawbacks of the containerized approach. Usually, when a secure container is deployed, you cannot include apps like Safari, which is Apple's iOS web browser, and the standard mail, contacts, and calendar apps, using iPhone as the example here. Typically, when you set up a container using an EMM product, you have to use apps that work well within the container, and this typically will not be what is inherently on the device. With a secure device approach, that native functionality is available for use. As an example, in the Mail app, a user can see both their work email and their personal email all in one place. Now, you may want to limit what types of personal email attachments can be opened on the device as it's a security constraint, and the user may not appreciate that. But having all of your email in one app is great. In a container, typically your work email is in a separate mail app from your personal email. The same goes for the calendar, Both meetings for work and personal engagements can be accepted, declined, viewed, all in one place. Another example, if you have printers at home that are set up to use AirPrint, and you want to print something from your device, you can. But if you have a secure container, probably not. This is an advantage for the users of an organization that allows this functionality. Now, one drawback of that approach. The first being that the resource needed to support this setup increase more rapidly as you introduce a greater variety of devices in your environment. If you allow iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and Windows phones, you have to secure the configurations of all those devices in their multiple OS versions. The prudent approach would be to limit the types of devices deployed using this strategy to a manageable number for your enterprise. Another drawback happens when a device is lost. When a user misplaces a device with their corporate data on it, and under this strategy, that data could be anywhere on the device. Typically, the only recourse for the organization is to execute a complete wipe of the device, erasing everything on it, including any personal items, like pictures, notes, anything. If the device is permanently lost or stolen, this might be a good thing. But if the user then happens upon it one day, everything will be gone. Contrast that with the containerized approach. Now the IT admin only has to erase the container. This still may be an annoyance to the user, but not quite in the same level as having precious baby photos erased or something like that. Still, the user in either scenario should be informed, once they receive the phone, what could potentially happen to their device.